Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Thank you for joining us today. Our lesson is called How Not to Use a Smartphone. Well, we know that many people today have smartphones, and of course, smartphones are wonderful tools that you can use in life to stay connected with people. They're useful for many reasons. Well, what are some of the benefits of smartphones? Maybe you can think of some. Carolyn, what's one of the benefits of a smartphone?
Well, I know it's really nice to have one. When you have a question about something, you can get on the internet and look up the information right away and answer your question. Or maybe if you're not sure where you're supposed to be going, you can look up the information on a map online, and then you aren't lost anymore.
Those are great benefits to having a smartphone. Of course, another benefit to having a smartphone is that you can stay in touch with people really easily. But, of course, smartphones also have disadvantages. Today we're going to be learning about how not to use a smartphone. Let's get started with the first reading of the day.
How not to use a smartphone. Technology should help you, not hurt you. Today's smartphones can do almost anything instantly, but like all tools, they should be used wisely. So here is a list of problematic habits that smartphone users should avoid. Ignoring your surroundings. Imagine you're rushing through a crowded subway station, late for an appointment. Suddenly, someone is blocking your way, walking very slowly, drifting back and forth, fiddling with their smartphone. You probably feel annoyed, but do you ever do the same thing? For the sake of others and for your own safety, put the phone away while walking.
Hello, friends. This is your word, Lady Ellen. Need directions? Want to know a recipe? No problem. Check your smartphone. We've come to rely on our smartphones for just about everything. But is it helping or hurting us? We'll find out in this month's culture article. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Problematic. Problematic is an adjective. Rachel's computer difficulties have been very problematic for her. Fiddle. Fiddle is a verb. Alex spent all afternoon fiddling with the computer he was building. Tempting. Tempting is an adjective. Those chocolate chip cookies are tempting, but I'm on a diet. Embarrass. Embarrass is a verb. Frank made an embarrassing mistake during his speech. Do you rely on your smartphone too much? Think about that as we jump right into our article.
Okay, well, let's get started at the very beginning there. We see a sentence, technology should help you, not hurt you. And I agree. Anything that people invent today is usually for our benefit, but sometimes these things can also hurt us. Technology, like smartphones, should not hurt us. All right, the first sentence here is, today's smartphones can do almost anything instantly, but like all tools, they should be used wisely. Well, if you can use something instantly, that means you can use it right away. I think of a microwave. You can heat up your food instantly. Carolyn, what's something else that you might be able to do instantly? Something you don't need to wait too long for.
Well, you can heat up your food very quickly in a microwave, and I also think of just turning on the lights. It's something that happens very quickly. You push a button or flip a switch, and suddenly there is light. Or you turn them off, and then there's no light.
It's true. These things happen instantly. Sometimes we take them for granted. But some of these things should be used wisely. Of course, you should use many things wisely. If you have 24 hours during a day, you need to use your time wisely. How will you spend your time? Well, Carolyn, how do we continue?
The article says, so, here is a list of problematic habits that smartphone users should avoid. So we have some problematic habits that smartphone users may face when they're using their technology. And if something is problematic, what does that mean, Gabe? It's a word from our word bank.
That's right, this problematic. Well, if it's problematic, that means it could cause you some problems, or maybe it causes some trouble. What is problematic? Well, maybe if you're arguing with someone in your life, that could be kind of problematic. You don't know how to resolve the solution or come up with a solution. It might be something problematic. How else could you use that word, Carolyn?
Well, I might say it was a problematic situation when the two friends couldn't agree on where they wanted to go for dinner. They both wanted to go to different places, and it was a problem because they wouldn't agree where to go. Well, we have some problematic things that smartphone users should avoid, and the first one is ignoring your surroundings.
That's right. Don't do this. Don't ignore your surroundings. You want to be aware of where you are going. Your surroundings, of course, is the environment around you, anything that is around you. So we see a sentence here. Imagine you're rushing through a crowded subway station late for an appointment. So you're rushing through. You're not walking slowly. You're rushing through. And then what happens, Carolyn?
Well, you're in a big hurry, and suddenly someone is blocking your way, walking very slowly, drifting back and forth, fiddling with their smartphone.
Oh, man, that happens all the time. I see this. Maybe you're in the subway station, and some people are just walking slowly, drifting back and forth like this, blocking everyone's way. Well, let's talk about this phrase, back and forth. If you go back and forth, it doesn't necessarily mean you're walking back or walking forward. It could just mean going from side to side, back and forth.
That's right. And you could also use this when you're talking about a decision you're trying to make. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can't decide what to do, or the two friends couldn't decide where to go. They went back and forth, trying to decide what they wanted to do.
And so if you have a smartphone, sometimes if you're just looking at it all the time, you might just be walking back and forth and you're fiddling with your smartphone. Let's take a look at this word from our word bank. It is fiddle. What does this mean, Carolyn?
Well, if you fiddle with something, then you are just playing with it. You're not really doing anything important. You're just kind of taking up some time and doing something that maybe is kind of fun, but not something you need to do.
And sometimes people fiddle with different things. I mean, maybe you have a pen and you're just fiddling with your pen while your teacher is talking. Or maybe you don't know what to do. Sometimes you fiddle with your tie. Some people fiddle with their hair. You can do different things with your hands. And sometimes this is called fiddling. Not really important things.
Well, continuing on, you probably feel annoyed, but do you ever do the same thing? Gabe, do you ever do this same thing? Do you fiddle with your smartphone?
Well, yes. Yes, I do, Carolyn. Sometimes I do feel annoyed at other people for going slowly when I'm in a rush, but then I have to think about the fact that sometimes I do the same thing, and it probably annoys other people.
Well, for the sake of others and for your own safety, put the phone away while walking, Gabe.
Okay, thank you. For the sake of others and maybe even for my own sake. Well, we see that phrase there, for the sake of somebody. This means for the reason or for someone else's benefit, for the sake of that person. So how else could you use that phrase?
Well, I might say for the sake of convenience or for the sake of time, let's take a taxi instead of taking the bus. It will be much faster.
That's a great way to use that phrase. And for the sake of time right now, friends, it's time for us to continue learning with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud. They're going to be talking about texting while walking. And then we're going to spend some time with Michelle in the language lab.
Texting while driving is very dangerous, so laws against it make sense.
Now, lawmakers are wondering if they should create laws making texting while walking illegal too. Yes, it sounds ridiculous, but the fact is, when you text and walk at the same time, you are putting yourself and others in danger.
Consider one woman in New York City who was walking along a busy street texting her friends. Because she wasn't paying attention, a car ran over her foot. So, guess what she did next?
She called the police.
No, she texted her friend saying, "I just got hit by a car."
Wow, she was very, very lucky. People texting walk into parked cars, they fall down stairs, trip over fire hydrants, and yes, sometimes they die because they can't wait to type LOL. Well, what can be done?
Well, some cities are passing laws making it illegal to cross the street and text message at the same time. If you're caught, you could pay as much as $50.
Okay, another solution is putting traffic lights in the street. So pedestrians looking down at their cell phones will also, hopefully, see when the light is green or red.
Hey, not a bad idea. Text 当名词是文字，当动词 texting 就是用手机传简讯。我们知道边开车边用手机是违法的，现在有些地方还禁止边过马路边传简讯。还有些国家呢，已经在考虑禁止边走路边传简讯，因为这样做呢，不只会危害自己，也有可能危害他人。今天这一课告诉我们一些不使用智慧型手机的好理由，其中之一就是 put the phone away while walking， 走路时请把手机收起来，这的确是重要的。这是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们来看的是 problematic 这个形容词。它的名词是 problem, 意思是问题。所以形容词 problematic 是指有问题的或者是难以处理的。例如 using so many kinds of medicine at the same time can be problematic. 同时间使用这么多种药物可能会有问题。或者是 no one wants to deal with this problematic case. 没有人要处理这个很困难的案子。继续我们来看的是 fiddle 这个动词 fiddle 是指拨弄或摆弄它是一个不及物动词所以后面要加上介系词 with 再加上受词例如 William is fiddling with the car engine trying to fix it William 在一直尝试的摸索这个汽车的引擎试着要修好它或者是 Mike spent hours fiddling with his electric guitar Mike 几个小时都在拨弄他的电吉他
Today we are talking all about smartphones and what not to do with them. Some of the problematic habits that users should avoid when they are using their smartphones. The first one we talked about was ignoring your surroundings. It's important to pay attention to where you're going and not just drift back and forth as you walk. Well, we have some more things to avoid when you are using your smartphone. Let's read the second part now.
How not to use a smartphone. Recording people without permission. It may be tempting to snap a picture or take a video when you see someone who looks different. But recording people's daily lives can be rude and hurtful. If you want a picture, ask for permission. Your friends may not mind you taking pictures of them, but make sure you ask before posting anything that could be embarrassing online. Displaying their mistakes for the world to see is sure to hurt your friendship. And once pictures are posted, they're impossible to remove.
Well, before the break, we talked about ignoring your surroundings. Don't do that. Right now, we've been learning about recording people without permission. I think a lot of people do this. Do you feel that way, Carolyn?
Well, I have had a few experiences where I've seen people taking pictures of other people that they didn't know. Mm-hmm. It was kind of odd for me to see this happen, but I guess people do sometimes record without permission because it's so easy. Mm-hmm. And we see in the very first sentence of this part, it may be tempting to snap a picture or take a video when you see someone who looks different.
That's right. It might be tempting. Well, let's take a look at that word from the word bank. I like this word. It is tempting. If something is tempting, that means you really want to do it. You're thinking about doing it, but maybe it's not a good idea. That's why it's tempting, because it's not really a good idea.
That's right. So you really want to do it, and I can think of something. Maybe you've enjoyed a wonderful meal and you had a piece of cake for dessert, but there's still some more cake there on the table. It's very tempting to have a second piece or a third piece, but maybe you're already full and you shouldn't eat any more.
That's right. Or maybe you really want to share a secret with somebody. It's really tempting to share this secret because it's such an interesting piece of information, but you know you shouldn't share it with other people. So what is tempting for you in your life? I think we're tempted to do a lot of things every day that maybe we shouldn't do. And of course, if you're going to take a picture of somebody or record something, ask for their permission first. See if it's okay.
That's right. So it may be tempting to snap a picture or take a picture very quickly, maybe without the person noticing, mm-hmm. but recording people's daily lives can be rude and hurtful.
That's right. It can be rude, and maybe it could even hurt someone's reputation. It can be harmful. Well, if you want a picture, ask for permission. Just ask first. You may be able to take the picture after all, or maybe that person will say, no, I'm sorry, please don't record me, or don't take my picture.
That's right. Well, your friends may not mind you taking pictures of them, but make sure you ask before posting anything that could be embarrassing online. So many times we're out with our friends, we're having a great time taking lots of pictures, but you should still check with them before you put those pictures online because it might be embarrassing.
It's true. We want to take a look at this word from the word bank, embarrassing. Well, I think you probably know this word. I think it's easy for us to feel embarrassed about things sometimes. Well, what is embarrassing to you? It's something that you don't really want other people to know, maybe, about yourself. Maybe you did something that was embarrassing and you just want to run away. You don't want to be seen by anybody. How could you use that word, Carolyn?
Well, when I think about pictures that are embarrassing, I think a lot of people find their baby pictures to be very embarrassing, and they don't want to share them with their adult friends.
It's true. I know many people who feel that way about their baby pictures. Or maybe you have an embarrassing story. I think everybody has a couple embarrassing stories. Those can be kind of fun to share when you're getting to know a new group of people or getting to know your friends better. Talk about some embarrassing stories. They can be interesting.
Well, we see that displaying their mistakes for the world to see is sure to hurt your friendship. So if you have taken an embarrassing picture, you should make sure you ask before you put it online. Otherwise, it may hurt your friendship or it is sure to hurt your friendship.
And Liz is going to talk about that phrase a little bit more right now in the Grammar Gym.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. We see this sentence in today's article. Displaying their mistakes for the world to see is sure to hurt your friendship. That's our grammar tip sentence. Our focus today is on the sentence pattern. Action 1 is sure to action 2. This is a great pattern to use when you want to talk about how a certain action or activity will definitely lead to another action or activity. So going back to today's sentence, the speaker is saying that a definite way to hurt your friendship is to display the mistakes of your friends for the world to see. Let's have a look at some example sentences with this pattern. Not getting enough sleep is sure to make you do poorly at work the next day. Or, following an exercise plan is sure to make you lose weight. If you'd like to see some example sentences, then check out today's grammar tip section in your Studio Classroom magazine. That's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
We have one more sentence here at the end of today, and it says, "And once pictures are posted, they're impossible to remove," which is why it is so important to ask for permission before you take pictures, snap a photo, record a video, or post anything online.
It's true. Once these things are posted, they're impossible to remove. Well, maybe not impossible. Maybe you could ask your friend to take the picture offline. But sometimes when you post something, a lot of people already see it before the picture is removed. So once pictures are posted, you want to make sure that you're posting the right kinds of pictures.
That's right. Well, now it's time for us to go see Michelle in the language lab.
好，接下来我们看的是 tempting 这个形容词，它原本是 tempt, T-E-M-P-T, 吸引或诱惑这个动词的现在分词。当形容词是指吸引人的或者是诱人的。例如 Tanya declined the tempting offer to work abroad since she has to take care of her parents. Tanya 因为必须要照顾父母亲，所以拒绝了这个可以去国外工作非常吸引人的机会。或者是 avoid tempting desserts if you are trying to lose weight. 如果你要减肥，就得避免这些诱人的甜点。所以我们看的是 embarrass 这个动词。embarrass 是指使尴尬或者是使难堪。例如 ,his stutter embarrasses him, 他的口疾让自己觉得很窘。课文提到了他的现在分词 embarrassing, 当他当形容词的时候是指丢脸的或者是难堪的。例如 ,it's embarrassing for teenage boys to show their feelings to their parents, 青少年的男孩要对父母表达情感非常的尴尬。它的过去分词 embarrassed 是指感到尴尬的。例如 ,Eric felt really embarrassed at being the center of attention. Eric 觉得自己成为注目的焦点很尴尬。And now back to our lesson.
Okay, so we've been talking about some of the things that you might want to avoid if you are using your smartphone. You don't want to ignore your surroundings.Well, I wonder if you've ever seen someone who has ignored their surroundings. Carolyn, have you ever seen anybody like this?
Well, I have, and occasionally someone will be walking in front of me, drifting back and forth, using their smartphone, just fiddling, and then they run into something because they weren't paying attention. And I always worry that they're going to really hurt themselves because walking into a wall is really not good.
Texting while walking can be kind of dangerous. Using your smartphone. There are videos online of people who are using their smartphones and they're ignoring their surroundings and they walk into things. They're kind of funny to watch. There was a lady who walked into a fountain because she was just so concentrated on her smartphone. So, when you're using your smartphone, don't ignore your surroundings. Well, we hope you join us next time for more on how not to use your smartphone.See you then.
See you.
Welcome to the episode of our exciting new drama, The Stranger. Set in Taiwan, our story begins as Sherry Harris visits her mother's old home. Join us as we listen to Sherry's exciting adventures in The Stranger.
A hand shot out and grabbed my throat. Then I saw the knife. In a flash, he had pressed it up against my face. He was choking me. I was too scared to breathe.
Xiaojie, make a noise, and I'll either cut off your tongue or make a pretty scar on your face. Understand? Quiet! One word, and this will be the last taxi ride you will ever take. Understand?
The man swung me around and slammed my face into the wall. I could feel the point of the knife in my ribs. He pulled my arms behind my back and tied my hands with a rope. Then he dragged me over to the taxi and threw me into the back seat.
Now get in and be quiet, or else...
Hey, Jason, did you see that? That foreigner was being pushed into the back of that taxi.
I didn't see anything. He drove off so quickly, all I saw was a blur.
Well, that girl, she looked just like Sherry, the girl I just met.
Looks like Sherry's in serious trouble. Will Jason and Jun Fan find a way to help her? Find out next time.